Kivan Shemosal Adalyev, when you hand over the cover, Kona, that's the Kenyan. Hekidon, what's going on here? Eva Kaspi, if he paid money for it, Likne Bekaspi, should be counted with the money. Eva Chazoka, like it's Karka. Karka's kind of Bekaspi, Bekshav Chazoka. If he made a Chazoka, Likne Bekazoka. So Mosal Lierlem, true Bekazoka. The person's going now to use the burr, Bekazoka. But Uboyle Maimele Lech Chazeku Kini. The owner still has to say to the buyer, Lech Chazeku Kini. Go ahead and make a Chazoka. And he didn't say it. Therefore, it's like this. The Chivan Shemos Le'Dalyev, as soon as he hands over to him the cover, command the Yomle, that's as if he said to him, Le'chazeku Kini Dami. That's why you're kind of, with the handing over of the cover, that's like saying, Le'chazeku Kini. Omni Mishum and Levi, Ha'moicha Ba'is Le'chaver, somebody sells the house to his friend, Chivan Shemos Le'Mafteya Kona, when you hand over the key, then he's kind of the house. But the more hechidam again, what's going on here? If the kaspa liknei the kaspa, if you pay the $300,000, you pay the money, you're currying with the money. If the chazok, if you go make a chazok, liknei the chazok, you're currying the chazok. What kind of key? What does the key got to do with the house? Liyerlam really again the chazok. You're buying this kaker with, you're currying with chazok. But the klal is a boy, lemeimel lechazek kani. The owner has to say to you clearly first, Lech Chazek Kani, I give you permission to go and make a chazaka. And he didn't say it so far. Therefore, the Chivan Shemoslem of Teach, when he hands over the key, command the Yom Lech Chazek Kani Dami. That's as if he's telling you now, go ahead and be going to it. Omer Resh Lach is Mishum Rab Yanai. Ha Moicher Eidel, a Chaver of you sell the whole flock of sheep to your friend, Chivan Shemosloi Mashchuchis Kona. When you hand over the Mashchuchis, that you Kona. So Mashchuchis means something that makes the whole Eidel move. We'll soon see what it is. That's the leader of the whole flock. So when he hands over the leader, then he's kind of the whole flock. Again, hechidami. Even Mashiach, if you're making a Mashiach on the flock of sheep, lichtin Mashiach, go pull the sheep, you're kind of with Mashiach. Even Mesirah is handing over the reins to you, lichtin Mesirah. What do you have to have the leader for? Loyalim again by Mashiach. We're talking about that you're making a Kenin now Mashiach, dragging it. But still, Uboy Lamemel Lechazeko Kenin. The owner has to tell you, Lech Mashiach Kenin. He has to tell you, go ahead and make a Mashiach. And he didn't say that yet. Therefore, the Chivan, the Moslem, Mashchuchas, if he gives you the leader here, command the Yom Lech Mashiach Ukeni Dami. It's as if the owner said to you, go ahead and make the Mashiach now, therefore you could be Koina. Now, my Mashchuchas, what is this leader? Hochi Targamo Kakashta. Here they said it's a bell. A bell that you ring the bell and that makes the whole flock of sheep move, that's the leader, with that you Koina. If I hand you over the bell that makes them all move, that's sort of like I said to you, Lech Mashiach Ukeni. Rav Yaakov Amano Iza, it's the leader of the sheep, the goat, the Ozla Bresh Edra that goes in front of the flock. There's one like leader there. And Kedadara Shuglila Oled Rav Chizda, like one person said about Rav Chizda, Kad Rog is Reya Al Ono Ovid Lanagda Samuta. When the master, when the shepherd gets angry at his master, he appoints a blind one to be the leader. In other words, when he doesn't want to do a good job, he'll make the leader a blind one that doesn't do a good job. The kid said, a shepherd has one in front that leads them, he's the leader. So if you hand over that leader, then you're Kreina. So that's the Mishnah. Ki so arishan. If the first one covered up the boar. O bo hasheni umotsu megula. The second one, possibly the shutfis. The second one came and found it uncovered. Well, like ki so, the second one did not cover it. Hasheni chayiv. From now on, the second one is chayiv. Since he found it, he left it uncovered, he's at fault, he should have covered it. Ki so kiro. Let's say he covered it up normally. With a good kisui, v'nofla toicha shorei chamora meis potter. Then the bal haboros potter, because he covered it up. What about loiki so kro? He didn't put a good cover there. He put a piece of paper there that he falls straight into. V'nofla toicha shorei chamora meis chayiv. Then about the bal haboros chayiv, he didn't make a shmirah. Nofla fon of mikola kriya chayiv. If a shor falls into the bar frontwards, somebody's digging in the bar. You make a noise there, and a shor falls in frontwards, you chayiv. If he falls in backwards from the bang, then potter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Nofel the toicha shor v'kelev v'nishtabru. A shor with its kelim fell into the bar and both broke. Chamor v'kelev v'niskara. A chamor fell in with its kelim on it and also broke. So chayiv ala v'heima potter ala kelim. That's the klal. With ashen shor v'loyodam chamor v'la kelim. When kelim fall into a bar, you potter. Here Yoni Chai for the shore and Chamor, not for the Kalim. V'nofel toicha shor cherishayt v'kotin. Nofel toicha shor cherishayt v'kotin. Even though the owner was a cherishayt v'kotin, still the balabor is chayiv. Ben ibas evro yama potter. The ben ibas evro falls into the bar, then you pot. The bar is not chayiv misa. For that you pot. They should have washed themselves. They shouldn't have fallen in. That would dash in shor v'layodim chamor v'lekalim. If a person falls in, you pot. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Nun Beis and Aleph by the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, Kiso Horishin. Again, we have two people that own this bor, two shutfim. Now the first one covered it up. Kisawa Rishon. Obo Hasheni Umatsu Megula. And the second owner passed by later and found it uncovered. V'loch Kisaw, and he left it uncovered. The locher is Hasheni Chayiv. If somebody falls into it later, he's Chayiv. Because he should have covered it up. What about Kisaw Kiro? Let's say either one of them covered it the right way. V'nofel Atoich HaShara Chamor. And still a Shara Chamor fell into it, Umeis, and the Shara died. Pata Yapata, because you called an honest. Since you covered it up the right way. The Gemara says, if you covered it up the right way, so how do you fall in? So see, we're talking about where the cover got wormy, and the worms ate it up, and it caved in. So that's an onus, your potter. What about, loiki sokro, you did not cover up your ditch well. You didn't put a sufficient cover over it. And then, v'nofel teich ha-shara chamor, meis chayiv, chrupshiti chayiv. You didn't cover it well, you're chayiv. Now, nofel lefonov mikol ha-kriya. Tosha Kola Kriya means somebody's inside the bore digging away. They want to make the bore deeper or wider. Somebody's inside banging away. And the shore on top hears the voice and comes tumbling down. So not full of fun of it. He fell forward, head first, into the bore, chayiv. Then the bala bore is chayiv. What about the akhrab? Let's say he fell backwards into the bore. Mikola Kriya, because of the person that's banging downstairs, like scared him. That's why the shore came tumbling down backwards. Then we say potter. So the Gemara will explain why. What's the difference? One kasha here is, why is the Bala Bor Chayiv altogether? The guy digging in the bottom, his voice, his noise, scared the shore, made him fall in. So you call that a drama. So why is the Bala Bor Potter? And what's the difference if it falls forwards or backwards? We'll see in the Gemara. Vaita, Nofel Toichoi Shore, the Kalim. Let's say a shore with its Kalim fell into the Bor. Vinishtabru, and the Kalim broke. Or else Chamor, the Kalim. A donkey fell in with its clothing on it. Viniskoran, it ripped. Is chayiv ala behema potter ala kelim. That's the klal. Shor v'la shor v'la yodim chamor v'la kelim. A boar is potter on kelim. What about nafu l'toichoi shor cheresh shaita v'katan chayiv? If a shor that's a cheresh shaita v'katan falls in to the boar, l'maisi yachayiv. What about the benoy bas ever a yama potter? Even if a young child falls into your boar and dies there, your potter v'gashin shor v'la yodim. On a boar is only chayiv for a shore falling in and not for an adam. Even a small kid, if he falls into the boar, the bala boar is potter. The same thing if an ever a yama falls in there, you're potter from paying the shleishim shkolim shalevin. Now the Gemara says, Varishan ademus miftar. Until how long afterwards is the first one potter? Like what happened? There were two owners. The first one went by and covered it. The second one went by and found it uncovered. Okay. But the chura, eventually, the first guy's going to find out about it also. So he also has a chiyuv now to go see that it's covered. So until how long is only the second one chayiv and not the first one? Omar Rav b'chdei sheyeda. Until he finds out about it. As soon as he finds out, Rashi sheyova gam rishon achrekein v'yirenu megula. As soon as the first one finds out about it, that's uncovered, so then he also has to cover it. Then he'll be chayiv and they'll both be chayiv afterwards. Shmuel Lama b'chdei sheyediyu. No, it has to take enough time b'chdei sheyediyu until they tell him. Rashi says, even though he didn't see it, still he's chayiv and it's chelik. So like Gilud Nechayim Shom said, yeah, at Yidu, afilu borei potter at Yidu. The two lashons Rashi has. Rashi, v'loshin rishon kasha. First try is no, even though you don't find out about it, but as long as there would have been enough time for you to find out about it, then you're chayiv. Because you're supposed to take care and check over your bor. Rav Yechonon Amar, v'chdei sheyediyu. Rav Yechonon says, no, you're potter until they tell you about it. You'll have enough time to hire workers. And cut down trees, get wood, to make a cover of Yechasenu and cover it. But until you have this amount of time, you'll be potter. But even in the case that you come and see it, even if you see the bar uncovered, still you're potter until you have enough time to hire workers and to make wood, to make a cover, but from then on you're also chayiv, like it's your bor, you also have to take care of it. But then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kiso Karo. Let's see, you covered it up with a good covering. For Nofel Teich HaShara Chamor Meis Potter. For the Gemara, why? Kibon the Kiso, since you covered it well, Karo, Hechi Nofel. A good cover means you covered it well, that could hold a ton. So how come it fell and caved in now? We're talking about that inside the cover, from underneath it, that you couldn't see it, it got wormy. So therefore, on top, it looks like it's normal. So you're an anus, therefore you're potter. So the Gemara, Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be kiso kisui sheyocholam of neshvarim? You put a cover there that can hold up axes, but we ain't yocholam of negamalim. But camels that weigh much more, it can't hold up a camel. So you made a covering that could hold 100 pounds, but not 200 pounds. Now the yosu gamalim v'yaru, camels came by and just made it weaker. Didn't fall in, just made it weaker. The yosu shvarim v'nafli bay, and later axes came and now they fell in. So my, what's the locha? Amri, should we? Samar says, "Hey, Gedam, what are we talking about here? Either shchichi gemalim, if it's normal for gemalim to pass by, so pesheihu. Then for sure you should be chayiv. That's not called a good covering. If you know that camels could break it or fall in or make it weak, and it's normal for them to come, so pshiti you're a pesheihu. It's not called a good cover. Vida lo shchichi gemalim, and if it's not, I mean, it's not shchiach. Camels don't come by there too often. So then, honestly, you're an honest. You don't have to think a camel will come by. They don't come here." So only shvarim, it's a good covering for sure. So why you chayiv? So Moshe says, Latzricha, what's the shayla? So Moshe says, Latzricha, the case is like this. The yosel prokim, sometimes they come by. Not often, but it happens sometimes camels come by. Me, Yarmina, do we say like this? Kivun, the yosel prokim, since it could happen sometimes camels come by. So Peshehu, the boiler, Lesuki Adaiti, you should have thought about this, that maybe camels will come by. Or Duma, maybe no. Kivun, the hashtu, miyas leka. Since right now, what you see, you don't see any camels around. Right now, it's only normal to have axes around here. So therefore, you made a good covering for an ox. So onesu. So now, if a camel comes by and makes a week and an ox falls in, you still call it onesu, you should be potter. So that's the shayla in such a case, are you chayiv a potter. Tomorrow says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Says, now, Mishnah, kiso kuro. If the owner made a covering on the bar, a good covering. V'nofel, tzorich ha-shorachamor, and still the shorachamor fell in, umeis, and they died, potter. Now, hechidami, what are we talking about here? The avamin is like, ilayim l'kuro l'shvarim l'kuro l'gemalim. If he made a very good covering, it could hold up a ton. He could hold up both a camel and an ox. If so, hechidafel. So how did they fall in then? If it was a good covering, how did they fall in? El alavam, we're talking about rather kuro l'shvarim.